Jack, you must be pretty keen to get stuck into it.
Yeah, definitely. It's been a pretty long pre-season, so I think most of the boys are pretty excited to get into it on Saturday. Obviously, coming up against Melbourne, they're a good test for us, and try and put a few things we've been working on over the pre-season into practice.
And yourself personally, how different has this pre-season been to last?
I think the only difference is probably the amount of time I spent on the track. As a first year, you managed a little bit, so this year I've got on the track a fair bit. No injuries, which has been great, and I've got some consistency on the field, which has been great for me.
12 new players, I think, in the list this year. 12 new players in the list. It's going to be quite a different looking group, I guess. How do you sort of take? Do you think it's going to take a bit of time to gel, I suppose?
Yeah, I guess it was a bit the same as last year. We had a few come in last year as well. So I think we've had 30 changeovers since Brendan Bolton's come in. So obviously, a great new group, new coaching lineup as well. So we're just looking to improve and get as much consistency in our game as possible. Obviously, we've been working, a fair bit over the pre-season on new things. And as I said, we'll just try and put them into practice over the JLT series and hopefully get some consistency throughout the season.
That's been a key focus for the group over the pre-season. What have you been trying to improve?
Yeah, I think it's just what I said before, obviously just gelling as much as we can, 30 new players on a 46-man roster. So consistency is probably the main one, but obviously we've got a mix of young and old playing on the weekend, and we'll just see how that goes. But as I said, just take it week by week and improve as much as possible.
We'll get the chance to see some of those first-year players coming through this weekend. Who's impressed you the most this pre-season?
Yeah, well, obviously we've got a few. Billy Smets is one that came over from Geelong, and Reece Palmer. They've both been terrific for the group, shown some really good leadership qualities as well, so they've led from the front. And then we've got little Zach Fisher, who's got a massive heart and a small frame, but I'm sure he'll bring a bit of fight, which is great. And then I guess some other boys like Cam Paulson, Harrison McCready, who I spent a bit of time with, and Tom Williamson have all shown a bit as well.
And Mark Murphy, obviously, making his return. He must be up and about this week.
Yeah, definitely. I haven't played too much footy with him. And I think for a lot of the young boys, it'd be great to see him out there and lead from the front. And I'm sure he'll bring his best tomorrow and for the season ahead.
Well known, he's an outstanding footballer. What does he bring to the team?
Yeah, well, he's obviously a terrific leader, and on field he performs, that's for sure. I remember his first game back last year, had 30 touches and had a terrific game. So I think just that quality and that experience and those leadership qualities I said before.
For you personally, coming off a really strong debut year, the second year Blues are a pretty common thing in the AFL. How do you sort of approach coming up to your second year, and have you taken any advice on how to avoid that sort of thing?
Yeah, look, I don't buy too much into it. It's a week-by-week process, AFL. You look at who you're playing next, and you preview accordingly, and then you review afterwards. So for me, it's just keeping the body fit, the mind in a good place, and playing some cool football.
How do you deal with that, with the hype? Because, I mean, obviously you had it so much last season, and then again, there's so much talk again this pre-season. How do you deal with that
personally? Yeah, look, as I said before, I try not to buy too much into it. Don't read newspapers in the morning or anything like that. So it's just focusing on football and what I can control and my circle of influence. So that's the main point.
Watch Channel 10 news, though?
Yeah, fit in. In the others.
And Patrick Cripps, how's he traveling?
Yeah, Paddy's doing really well. I think he's on track for round one. So he's obviously the ultimate professional at such a young age, and I'm sure he'll be back on the park pretty soon.
I read that you'd been doing a bit of work in the gym over the summer, trying to just add a bit of size to the frame. You sort of think that you'll be playing more of a lockdown role this year, or more of an intercept kind of loose man?
No, I think just obviously I've got to develop as much as I can in all areas, and the body is certainly one. Coming up against players like Tom Hawkins and Nick Revolt, they're two different types of players, one running and one obviously big body forward, he kicks a lot of goals and likes to get in some contests. So you've got to be versatile in today's league, and that's what I've tried to do in the off-season, just put a little bit of